From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. The grand old party is picking up the pieces after decisive losses in this month's election. Now Republicans are looking for new voices who could transform the party. Former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele says he wants a shot at running the Republican National Committee. He now heads GOPAC, a powerful political action committee that helps guide Republican candidates for elected office. It's been reported that former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich is also vying for the RNC leadership and also once ran GOPAC. Michael Steele is back with us to talk about the future of the GOP and his own future as well. I started out by asking him about vying against Newt Gingrich.
Well, I don't make the case that I'm better than Newt Gingrich. I don't make the case that I'm better than anyone. Well, first off, Newt's decided not to run for the job, and he's in fact supporting me in my efforts. Newt is an idea guy. He is the professor. He is the thinker. He is the one who crystallizes emotion and policy and opportunity all into a package that helps the party begin to speak clarity on some of these complex issues. And I'm very happy to have him help me do that. And the way I'm looking at this race for chairman is I'm not running against anybody for this job. I'm running for the party. I'm running to present a set of ideas that I think are relevant to how we change and how we grow and how we become a part of this new landscape that Barack Obama has created.
Let me unpack the Newt Gingrich thing a little bit.
Sure.
When did Newt Gingrich throw his support behind you?
Well, he and I chatted last week, and we haven't rolled out a formal announcement. I guess I really kind of scooped that here, but we haven't rolled out a formal announcement. We're working through, how we want to do what we need to do in terms of the next 6 weeks of this campaign for the chairmanship. But Newt has gotten to see me run GOPAC. He's seen me in terms of working more broadly with the base, but even more so with a diverse group of voters out there. And I think he kind of likes my style. You know, it's kind of I'm not taking any crap from you style, and whether you're a GOPer or anyone else, and kind of laying up, this is what we've got to do to be successful. This is what the party's got to do. I think he likes that. So I've been very, very honored to work with him and have his help in sort of talking about and identifying some of these strategies that I think will be very important for us to go forward.
So you wanted to be RNC chairman 4 years ago, and why do you want the job now?
Well, I think, I watched after the 2006 election, a party that was demoralized and really rudderless, not really sure of itself. Its message was crumbling, if not crumbled at that point. The party faithful lost confidence in the leadership, and then we moved into 2008, and it got worse. and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, okay, am I a part of something that's supposed to be energetic and forward thinking, or am I a part of the last dying gasp of the RNC and the GOP? And I didn't want to be the latter, so I wanted to work hard and try to turn this ship around. I believe in a competitive two-party system or a multi-party system, for that matter, in which ideas are tested and tried in the body politic, and the people have a chance to make up their own minds. And with the election of a Democrat administration controlled by Democrats of both the House and the Senate, the party can't afford to step down and step back. It has to reengage. It has to reignite the ideas that were of importance to it during the last 15 or so years, and speak truth to power, speak honestly to the people, and let the folks stand clearly one way or the other, but let them have something to stand on. And so that's what pushed me to get back into this race.
How can your party speak truth to power while there are so many ideological divisions within your party? And what I mean by that is that you have fiscal conservatives who, we had someone on from the log cabin Republicans who was talking mm-hmm. about the need to overturn the passage of Proposition 8, which, mm-hmm. Which basically says that gay marriage is outlawed in California. And you have people like Arnold Schwarzenegger and the mayor of San Diego, people who have opposed gay marriage in the past who now support it. So you have people who are Republicans who are not social conservatives at all. You have
right.
people who are social conservatives, like Governor Palin, who are not particularly interested in having a intellectual agenda that goes with that, that are very populist. And then there's you. You are a social conservative, but also very interested in fiscal issues. And you are also an intellectual and someone who has a deep faith background as well.
Yeah.
How do you see yourself operating within the framework of all these different trains of and strains of thought in the Republican Party?
Well, I'll be taking a lot of Maalox and a lot of Excedrin. You
know? But who are your allies?
You just so really eloquently summed up the post-Reagan Republican Party. And I would submit to you that those fractures and fissures exist, and if they not completely, they will come to fruition at some point, even within the Democratic Party, when you look at their reach out to social conservatives within the Democratic Party with the election of individuals like Mark Warner and Tim Kaine, Heath Shuler, who are, you know, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-business, socially conservative value voter types, and how that gets reconciled with an agenda that's less focused on the social aspects of issues as opposed to the economic and so forth. That's the same dilemma we have. That, you know, Democrats don't have to worry about it right now because they're winning, and that's good. The same was true with the Republicans. We didn't have to worry about that when we were winning with Reagan. When we won in the 1990s, the House and the Senate. And then, of course, with Bush in this century. So all of a sudden, you stop winning. And you have to ask yourself, why did we stop winning? Well, we stopped winning because we lost resonance with the people of America. We lost our voice, to use a Clintonian phrase. And we have to find a way to get it back. And part of getting it back is going to be addressing the log cabins, the pro-choicers, the pro-lifers, the pro-Second Amendment folks within the party, and recognizing fundamentally that despite the differences that we may have on some or all of these issues, there is a common thread that unites us that causes us to self-identify as Republican. Now, if you self-identify as Republican because of the pro-life issue only, then you're going to have a problem in a party that is multifaceted and complex, in that you have pro-choice Republicans as well as pro-life Republicans. So the dimension that we need to get into and recognize is that the party has changed. This is not your mama and your daddy's Republican Party anymore. I call my brand of Republicanism Lincoln Republicanism because it focused on the rights of individuals. And when we speak about the rights of individuals to make those choices, whether it's, you know, for this, that, or the other thing, that's empowering. And that's what's so important for us, I think, to get back to focusing on is how do we empower communities to do for themselves, to lift themselves up out of poverty, to lift themselves up out of poor education, to create these opportunities that are focused first and foremost on their own interest as a community and as individuals. And all that other stuff takes care of itself. I'm very pro-life, but I'm not going to beat up a pro-choice Republican and say, well, you can't be in the party because you're not pro-life, because that's defeatist. That's not recognizing that this individual is also a reflection of America and communities that we want to be competitive in and speak to. So you're right, it's going to be a challenge, but it's something we're going to have to confront with ourselves. You'll see this played out, I'm sure, over the next few months in this race for chairman. But it's a dynamic that we can't escape because Reagan isn't here to heal that wound anymore. Reagan isn't here to focus, help us focus on other things. We have to now be self-directed and self-focused about the core principles and values of the conservative party, which we are.
Let me jump in for a second. What sure. is the role of the Republican National Committee?
That's a good question.
Okay.
Why is it
a good question?
Well, because the role has become, I think, disjointed and really skewed. It has become this national behemoth that sort of dictates from on high how we run and win elections. And the track record over the last two cycles, at least, has been abysmal at best. We can win, so we thought, national elections. But now we've come to realize we're not even good at that anymore. And so the strategy for us is, as I see the RNC in this century, is decentralized. It is focused on helping state and local parties energize the base, develop strategies and messages for communities, identify candidates that can run on those messages in those communities, and support them. Create this network, this vast network, using people power, internet power, communication power to help rebrand this party. So it's less, in my view, it's less about, oh, gee, we're the be-all and the end-all, and more about we are part of the solutions that state and local parties put in place to help win elections state and locally. Because then we'll work our way up to winning these federal elections and all this stuff that we like to do nationally. It's got the ground game has got to be a little bit closer to home, which is what I want to see us do. And certainly after this, if I win this chairmanship, trust me, you and I will be, you'll be sick of me, because I'll be spending a lot of time talking with you and running ideas by your audience and really trying to, you know, get honest feedback on stuff that we're doing.
Well, Michael, thank you.
Well, it's great to be with you.
Michael Steele is currently the chairman of GOPAC. That's a Republican Political Action Committee. He recently threw his name into the running for chairman of the Republican National Committee. We asked former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich for comment, and he said through a representative that, quote, Newt Gingrich is not endorsing Michael Steele. Steele is one of several people that Newt likes who is running.